Imicure is the trade name for the chemical phenamophos, an organophosphate that disrupts the nervous system. It is used on vineyards to kill nematodes, tiny parasitic worms that attack the roots of grapevines. The bird deaths actually produced two investigations, one into the cause of the deaths, which resulted in the civil settlement, and a criminal investigation into the possible contamination of local water sources. Sonoma County Assistant District Attorney Jeff Holtzman headed the legal investigations. According to Holtzman, a backflow protector prevents water contaminated with pesticide from flowing back into the well source. Without the protector, Nemacure reached the aquifer.
The pollution did not extend beyond the area immediately around the irrigation well site, so no residential drinking water sources were impacted by the contamination, but the aquifer was contaminated as a result of the Nemacure finding its way back into the water system.
Nemacure biodegrades, and Holtzman says that the aquifer is no longer contaminated with the pesticide. Vino Farms cooperated with the investigation, and Holtzman found no intentional wrongdoing on the part of the company. Rather, he called it lack of oversight or negligence in a single instance, adding that Vino Farms does use backflow protectors on other properties it manages. Nonetheless, Vino Farms will pay the maximum criminal fine of $5,000 because the Sonoma County DA's office takes these pesticide incidents very seriously.
Whenever a water source, especially potential drinking water source, is even threatened by conduct which the law prohibits and which easily could have been avoided in Sonoma County, we're certainly going to look at that as worthy of criminal attention.
Holtzman says the birds probably died as a result of a leaking gasket in an irrigation system filter. The Nemacure puddled in depressed areas near the wellhead, and birds either drank the liquid or absorbed it through their feet. With respect to the bird kill, the DA's office proceeded with a civil complaint for unfair business practices. Vino Farms will pay costs of $13,600 to the California Department of Fish and Game, $10,000 to the Regional Water Quality Control Board, $8,000 to the DA's office, and $4,000 to the Sonoma County Agricultural Commissioner's office. An additional $25,000 was split between the Santa Rosa Bird Rescue Center and the University of California Extension Hopland Field Station. The extension is studying the utilization of bluebird boxes in vineyards. Bluebirds eat insects that are harmful to grapevines, and encouraging them to breed in vineyards could lead to a reduction in pesticide use. Vino Farms must also fulfill a number of conditions in order to continue doing business in Sonoma County. Again, Jeff Holtzman.
They have enhanced monitoring at each of their sites. They're obliged each year to go out and examine the facilities that they manage in Sonoma County to determine that the equipment, specifically the backflow preventer, is installed and in place. Additionally, they have to inspect to make sure that there are no depressed or low areas on the ground where puddling can occur. They have to specifically check for leaks in pipes, hoses, valves, pumps, and other equipment. They also must do a survey to determine if there are any well sites in the close proximity to where their irrigation well is. They have to provide Spanish language labels to any Hispanic employees who cannot read English.
Mike Smith, Sonoma County's Assistant Agricultural Commissioner, says procedures for the use of Nemacure will be tightened in the wake of the bird kill.
What we've done in response to this situation was we did tighten up permit conditions on it. We are requiring the operators who utilizing this material through irrigation systems to monitor the system prior to using the material. In other words, start it up and check for any leaks. Also requires that a pest control advisor provide a written recommendation and careful monitoring during the application of the material to make sure that no leaks or anything like that occur outside of the treated area.
Smith is unaware of a written recommendation for Nemacure being issued in this instance, saying technically it was not required. Vino Farms did not return KPFA's phone call. For KPFA News, I'm Kelia Ramirez.